Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
September 3rd, 2021. I'm supposed to say that in numeric fashion, I guess, if I'm a real trekker. All right. If you're a sci-fi fan and you consider yourself a Trekkie, you can take away my trekker card if you like. This is Free Talk Live. We are the live radio call-in talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Dr. Reverend Lord Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
Whole bunch of stuff is going on, man. Whole bunch of stuff. I really, really, really want to talk about Australia because they seem to be doing the right thing for their people.
Wow. What?
Yeah. Well, so first of all, you guys are probably aware. If not, I'll give you the update. But Australia is basically martial law at this point with the lockdown,
right,
and that kind of thing. They've deployed military in the streets.
Complete police state.
Yeah, I was going to say, was there sarcasm in your voice?
He said the Reich thing, not the
Reich.
Oh! They're doing the Reich thing.
It makes more sense.
The Reich. The Reich thing.
Yes, 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 yes.
I'll put a little in my way. The Reich thing.
Add a little bit of a German accent to it. I'll totally follow you.
They do the Reich thing. I don't know. I don't do German accents very well. So on top of all of that, they apparently, according to, where did I get this from? This is news.com.au, so the Australian website, news.com.au. Government is considering 100 points of ID in order to get Facebook Tinder accounts.
Tinder?
Huh? Our licenses in the United States aren't even, like, a fraction of that.
Oh, it gets worse. That's just the headline. The government could require you to hand over your passport to tech companies before posting online in a move that's been slammed by experts.
So weird.
Yeah,
unnecessary.
Good luck. You know, Australia doesn't seem to understand that it's a very, very small population relative to the rest of the world.
Well, I'm
and
seriously.
Most of these countries, companies are not operating like servers in Australia, and they probably aren't going to move their servers to Australia in order to comply.
Yeah, maybe they'll just do what Facebook did to Russia and just pull out of Russia.
Right.
I'm seriously concerned about Australia more so than, well, anywhere else. Because the Australians have been disarmed. They have, like, a gun ban in place. So, like, usually when this happens in history, if you open a history book, people die. Step one, take away their guns. Step two, do whatever the F you want as the government. Step three, make everybody angry because you've definitely gone above and beyond what any reasonable person would expect government to do. Step four, people die.
Sounds about right.
Open a history book, that's what they say. And so I'm a little more concerned about Australia at this point in space and time because of these things.
Well, if they do something bad enough to their people that we start having conversations about having to invade Australia, that would be the craziest turn of events.
What's the one about the United States? If the United States found out what the United States was doing to the United States would invade the United States and take over the United States and then put a United States puppet in place.
Now, if anything, I it's probably like CIA backed coup of Australia that's resulting in all of this.
I would be so not shocked.
I know, right? It's
the
like
it's in action.
It's like it's their thing. It's what they do, right?
All right. So I haven't even really started this particular article about what they're trying to ask for in order to allow citizens to get on social media. But we talk a lot about KYC, know your customer here, because of the Bitcoin world. What they're asking for exceeds KYC.
Dude, it's already hard enough for people to open bank accounts. I actually know people in the United States who don't have bank accounts because it was just too much effort to open the bank account.
Yeah. I'm going to just switch over. I haven't been able to verify this yet. I've seen this several times on the social media. I reposted it myself. But it says, people in South Australia will be forced to download an app that combines facial recognition and geolocation. The state will text them at random times, and thereafter they will have 15 minutes to take a picture of their face in the location where they are supposed to be.
What if people don't have like a smartphone?
Like,
or a phone with a camera?
Like, why don't they just put an ankle monitor on all their citizens?
I'm still trying to understand.
It would be easier.
Where they're supposed to be. Is the government dictating where they're supposed to be?
Yes, of course. Like, you're not supposed to be within, say, 6 feet of another person.
You're also not supposed to be within, like, a certain amount of miles beyond your house.
Right.
Outside of your house.
Yeah, you can only go within, like, 3 miles or something like that. Depending on where you're at in the city, it might be smaller. In the country, it might be a little wider.
Okay. Tell me this is like The Onion or something.
No, not at all.
Well, they do it in kilometers.
That's true. Oh my. Yeah.
Okay. I don't believe this. I cannot believe. Where is this story coming from?
Well, this part I haven't verified, but I've seen it repeated several times, and nobody has refuted it. So I have no evidence for this particular downloading the app that combines the facial recognition and geolocation. So if you're out there listening and you can verify this, 603-283-6160 is the telephone number. Again, I'll just read it, what I have. People in South Australia will be forced to download an app that combines facial recognition and geolocation.
So this is interesting. So it hasn't happened yet, or it is already happened?
I believe this is a proposal.
This is being proposed.
I believe. I don't know. All I have is what this quote says.
It's really not that crazy, Chris. Like, in Greece, I don't know if it's still going on, but I remember a few months ago seeing that it was still going on. The government was having people text them anytime they left their house.
I mean, China doesn't even have this.
Well,
Australia's suddenly
Australia's gone really far as like Big Brother.
Australia is becoming very much the Reich. And we've got something from Fox News. Australia debuts Orwellian new app using facial recognition geolocation to enforce quarantine.
It's actually happened then. Wow.
Seems that way. Or at least it's at least a proposal.
But they debuted the app, so they have something real physical to test.
I do, yes. The state will then text them at random times, and thereafter they will have 15 minutes to take a picture of their face in the location where they're supposed to be. So, in other words, they're tracking your cell phone using your GPS data, and they're like, Bonnie should be at 456, Smith Street. And so if they text you and go, hey, Bonnie, text us back with a picture of you at the address you're supposed to be at, and you don't, then they're going to send the cops out.
My God.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have enough cops to send after every single person who ignores this as soon as it comes out.
This is what I'm kind of wondering now, because you're right, Bonnie. There's no way they have enough. I know they have a lot of police in Australia, but they can't have enough police to go after every single individual.
They also have the military deployed already.
I miss phone calls every single day. Like, I miss phone calls. I missed a text from Captain before the show today. Like, I just don't pay that much attention to my phone.
I don't even use text message. I don't even have a phone. Like, you can't text message me. You can't call me.
Wow.
Yeah, I just can't even imagine.
Don't you have a business? How do you?
Oh yeah, I have a phone for my business.
But it's
a VoIP, not a text. Like, you can't text the business.
Yeah, how are they going to force people like Chris who just don't want to have that kind of technology? How are they going to force people like Chris to have a phone where they can text at all times?
Okay, here we go. Our producers have brought something to my attention.
Of course, I also don't use Facebook, so I don't really have to worry about it.
The government of South Australia, one of the country's six states, has implemented a new policy requiring Australians to use an app with facial recognition software and the geolocation to prove that they are abiding by a 14-day quarantine for travel within the country. While a conservative expert described the policy as Orwellian, he told Fox News that it represents an improvement over the current COVID-19 policy. Australians voluntarily choose the quarantine app over alternative quarantine measures.
How is this
it's
an
not
improvement?
A choice.
I mean, yeah, this is...
What are their current policies?
I am flabbergasted.
I want to know what the current policies are now.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
That is the telephone number you need to join us live on this episode of Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
It's hard to believe that Bitcoin has only existed for a little more than a decade. That decade has seen some remarkable developments for Bitcoin and cryptocurrency already. Bitcoin has proven to be an invaluable tool that is changing the world. Chances are you heard about Bitcoin and maybe you've decided that it's finally time to learn about it. Well, Bitcoin.com has everything you need for that, including some very short videos that will only take a few minutes of your time to teach you the basics so that you can get involved with this groundbreaking technology. But even if you already know about Bitcoin, there's still something for you at Bitcoin.com. Stay up to date on all the news that's relevant to you. There's something for everyone from the novice to the expert at Bitcoin.com, and it's all on a very sleek, easy-to-use, modern website. Please check it out, Bitcoin.com. And just while I'm talking about Bitcoin.com, I noticed Ethereum today surpassed $4,000.
Nice.
And I was like, wow, that's weird. They implemented something called an EIP.
Oh, that's right.
Recently, and so there's been a reduction in the number of available Ethereum that I think is driving the spike in price.
Huh.
Because now they're somehow burning off with gas fees, or it makes it more efficient to actually transact, but the gas fees are somehow related to this, and so it's creating less Ethereum. So that because I don't think there's a 21 million limit like there's Bitcoin. Ethereum has a different thing going on. I think they can just create however many they want, but I'm not really sure about that. But I know they implemented a thing that's called the EIP. I don't remember what that stands for, but I think that's driving the spike in the price.
Could be. Yeah. I know that happened a week ago or something like that. It was recent anyway. I feel like
I think it was today actually that it pinged over 4,000.
Okay, the price jumped. Okay.
The price, the EIP was implemented a couple of weeks ago, maybe.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, it might have even been a month ago.
It feels like it was super recent. I thought it was like maybe a week ago or something like that. But
yeah, maybe.
Maybe 2 weeks ago.
Maybe.
It was over 50,000.
It's almost back up to its $60,000 height, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah, and of course, you know, we're seeing also the effects of the Federal Reserve printing, somewhere between 20% and 30% of all of the dollars that exist, you know, last year. So it's inevitable that the price of things will increase, and that's not just Bitcoin, that's inflation in general. So people are already seeing prices increase at the grocery store.
This is a question that we were talking about the other day, yesterday, is whether or not the increase in price of Bitcoin at this point is inflation-based, or because the dollar is dropping in value, or in other currencies for that matter, or is it because Bitcoin is rising in value?
Yeah, is Bitcoin actually going up, or is the dollar going down?
I think it's a combination of both. Yeah.
All right, so we had been talking in the first segment about Australia doing the right thing. So apparently they have deployed this app for those in quarantine, where the folks will be forced to download an app that combines facial recognition and geolocation. The state will then text them at random times, and then they will have 15 minutes to take a picture of their face in the location where they're supposed to be.
I want to know what happens to me. What happens to me when I can't do what they're asking, because I don't have what I need to do this?
It's okay. You'll just go to the camp in Well Camp and get to stay in a cabin.
So they're going
to
throw me in a cage?
They'll just put you in a quarantine retreat.
It's in Well Camp.
Well Camp, yes.
I think I'm going to run and hide under the rock behind my house and dig a hole.
Dwayne Johnson's at your house?
They probably have bigger spiders than you under rocks and random fields in Australia.
Yeah, you're probably right.
That's not the worst Orwellian thing. Well, it might be the worst, actually, Orwellian thing. But Australia is doing some other Reichful things. This from news.com.au. Government considering 100 points of identification in order for Australians to get a Facebook or a Tinder account. The Morrison government will consider a radical measure to prevent online bullying and trolling. I laugh because government is the largest bully on planet Earth. But experts say the proposal would involve serious risks for social media users. The government is considering forcing users of social media platforms like Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, as well as online dating platforms like Tinder, etc., to upload 100 points of identification in order to use them. The recommendation, which has been raised before, is one of 88 recommendations from a parliamentary committee report looking at family, domestic, and sexual violence. In order to open or maintain an existing social media account, customers should be required by law to identify themselves to a platform using 100 points of identification in the same way as a person must provide identification for a mobile phone account or to buy a mobile SIM card, the report suggests.
You know, I don't do any of those things, and I have to say this is exactly why I am so opposed to, you know, driver's licenses and ID and social security numbers. It's because when you let them take a little bit, it doesn't end with a little bit. They take a bite. They take everything.
Give an inch, take a mile.
Yeah.
Thanks to my, Chris's influence, I try to think more about, like, not letting the government, just offering them, like, oh, this is what I'm buying, advertise me and stuff like that. Today, I went to Kohl's to get, like, some underwear, and I didn't sign up for a Kohl's Cash because they give you a soft credit check.
Yeah, I have to say, I avoid any kind of rewards programs. It's like,
yeah, I do too.
And I'm like, you know.
But that's crazy. Like, that's extra. I've never had them be like, if you're approved. And I was like, wait, it's a credit card? And they were like, no, we just do a soft credit check. Of like,
that's
for Kohl's
weird.
Cash.
Yeah.
And she was pushing it so hard, I literally, I was telling you when I got home, I was so annoyed. I feel like I said no, like, 15 times.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes the employees will be evaluated on how many of those they get.
Yeah.
You know, because they do use them for other stuff, right? They won't tell you that, right? But, of course, they're going to use that data to help sell you more stuff in the future. Otherwise, why would they need to collect it?
She was like, you'll get about $30 off. And I was just like, no.
They try and bribe you up front for your information. They look at me weird at the grocery store. And they go, do you have the rewards card or whatever their card is? I'm like,
nope. Never.
There's a couple of stores, though, where you can get in front of that. And just like while you're checking out, you go, hey, I don't have my card. Can I use your? And they'll have like one at the register that's kind of the generic card that'll give you the discount.
I shouldn't say always, but frequently when they ask me this question, I respond with, no, I'd rather be punished.
I'm going to try that. Nice.
Yeah.
That's an excellent retort. Australia is being very Orwellian. They go on to say that the social media platforms must provide those identifying details when requested by the e-safety commissioner, law enforcement, or as directed by the court. So this is a thing where they want far more identifiable verification than you would have to submit for, I don't know, buying a house, apparently, just to be on social media. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live. It's coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is getting a close-up view of devastating storm damage in the New Orleans area. We're working 24-7 with the energy companies who we met with the heads of today, and we're deploying more federal resources, including hundreds of generators, and there's more to come to restore power as fast as we possibly can.
Biden touring a neighborhood in La Paz and saying the government is working hard with energy and cell phone companies to get service restored after Hurricane Ida roared through the Big Easy. The president also pleading with insurance companies to do the right thing.
I'm calling on private insurance companies. Don't hide behind the fine print and the technicality. Pay what you owe your customers.
A new study from finance website Value Penguin is putting Florida as the top destination for many this holiday weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News. More than two dozen Senate Republicans are pressing President Biden to release the number of Americans, green card holders, and visa applicants stranded in Afghanistan. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton is leading that charge of senators. He tells Fox News how the United States could evacuate those Americans still in Afghanistan.
All it would take is for the United States government to tell the third-party nations where those flights are ready to fly, to let them fly there, that we support that decision, and we'll help you once our fellow citizens, once our green card holders, once those with valid visas get to your country, get back to the United States.
Former President Trump is endorsing Herschel Walker in Georgia's U.S. Senate race. He officially backed the former Georgia Bulldog on Thursday, saying Walker embodies America first. Walker is looking to defeat Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Calls and your thoughts are welcome. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's me, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
Intercoin. Well, last year we told you about Intercoin, which can only help any business and organization launch their own currency. They do more than just that, but they can certainly help your business or organization launch your own currency or raise money using their own token. Now Intercoin.org has launched worldwide. Is there a token you want to launch or an app you want to build? Go to Intercoin.org, enter your email, and the team will get in touch and learn about your needs. And while you're there, if you want, get some Intercoins for yourself. Again, Intercoin.org. Org. All right, so we've been talking about the Fourth Reich, Fifth Reich, Sixth. How many Reichs can there possibly be? Except this one's in the land down under. Well, they talk like this. That's not a knife. This is a knife. They have Vegemite.
I thought they banned knives.
No, they banned guns.
Yeah.
So you got a whole bunch of... We were talking during the break about how, and I mentioned on the air too, I am very concerned that people are going to die in Australia.
Mm.
Very concerned because they've already got the gun ban on, so most people are disarmed, right? At least the ones who didn't dig a hole in their backyard or bury some guns. So a large portion of their population is disarmed, and so now you have this excuse, this COVID, these lockdowns. They've already deployed military into the streets. They have insane rules that you have to obey in order to, you know, go about your daily life. Like, you can't go more than a couple miles or kilometers from your home.
You're not allowed to be with people that you don't have, like, registered as in your bubble with the government.
Right.
I don't know if they call it a bubble.
Wait, is that a thing?
I know. Yeah, Canada was doing that last year. I don't know if they are again, but...
Really? There was talk about doing something similar in the U.S. for, like, the holidays over, like, Thanksgiving and that last year.
Yeah.
Where, like,
I kind of remember that.
You could have some people over, but they had to be, like, I don't know...
10 people you registered.
Get 2 degrees of Kevin Bacon or something instead of 7.
I kind of remember that. I think it was, like, I don't think that was forced on anybody in the United States, but I could be mistaken about that.
No, it wasn't, but they were talking about it.
Yeah, I don't know what they were doing overseas.
So then we learn that they're rolling out this app for those in quarantine where it's going to combine facial recognition and geolocation. And if they ping you through this app, you have 15 minutes to take a photo of yourself to prove that you are where the geolocation data says you are. And I'm like...
That's kind of weird that they give you 15 whole minutes if it's supposed to be that moment.
I'll have to, if I ever end up in this situation, I'm going to have to make sure I carry around a picture of wherever I'm supposed to be so that I can take a picture of the picture.
Of the picture, right.
Yeah.
So on top of that, we learned that Australia is considering something called a 100 points of ID verification in order to either get or continue using existing social media.
So what is 100 points of ID similar to? Is there anything in the United States that you would normally do that you would need 100 points?
I vaguely remember Bush 1 babbling something about 1,000 points of light.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it was... I don't think anybody knows the 1,000 points of light.
I don't even know where you get 100 points of ID. I can't even come up with the 6 points that you need in the United States to get, like, I don't know, a passport or a driver's license or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I refuse to do it anyway.
So I've been reading things from news.com.au. The article continues, in a nutshell, it would remove anonymity for those who use such social media platforms to bully, harass, or intimidate other users. Really? Who's going to stop the government from bullying, harassing, or intimidating the people? But it would also mean social media giants, many of which have suffered serious privacy breaches in the past, are holding even more precious information about its users. And that's true. We've talked about it here on Free Talk Live several times. Some of the data breaches that these companies have, they're
massive.
Super irresponsible and massive data breaches. So now imagine trusting them with all, you know, your date of birth, your social security number, you know, probably some sort of payment, because we know these social media companies have marketplaces within them and that type of thing. So imagine these social media companies now have all of that information.
Yeah, you know, the scary thing is every single person in the United States has pretty much had their information stolen. Unless you were born yesterday, it's been stolen isn't the right word, I don't think. It's been copied. It's been taken advantage of. It's been accessed by parties that were not authorized to access it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they always have breaches, and it's just a quick news story that blows over in a few days.
It is, but when you hear about credit reporting agencies having their databases broken into, we're talking about, I mean, think about it. How many people in the United States don't have any credit? Because unless you don't have any credit, you were pretty much, you had your information, sensitive information, copied by, you know, a malicious party.
Yeah.
I remember... one of our co-hosts that was here was talking, I think Captain was there, but he was talking to me after a show one day, and he was saying that he believes that Facebook was created so that way people wouldn't have their own websites. And I thought about that, and I was just like, why don't people do that? Like, everybody just have their own blog and just be like, oh, if you want to catch up with me, I have this blog.
Well, it's funny you say that, because that's what MySpace was.
Yeah, I mean, I had a MySpace, but I'm sure that they were collecting data.
I would assume they were as well, but, I mean, MySpace was far more like an individual having its own website. Like, you wanted to customize it, you had to learn some light HTML and things like that to, you know, if you wanted to embed a song or a video or something.
Yeah, I was doing that as a kid.
Yeah.
Just like, well, I started off doing it on Neopets.
Yeah.
So...
So the article continues. Are we turning into North Korea? This is Orwellian, one user wrote on a Twitter after reading this recommendation from Australian government. I'm a social media manager, and I honestly don't get enough out of social media to justify giving them access to my ID, another wrote. That's a good point. Emily Van Dernagal is a lecturer at Monash University in Melbourne. She wrote her PhD thesis on the value of social media anonymity and pseudonymity and said of the recommendation simply, don't do this. That was her whole entire recommendation after reading that. Don't do this.
I mean, yeah. Do they have the ability to just say, no, I'm just not going to have social media over there? Because, I mean, they're making people put apps on their phones. I bet that they're doing things like, oh, you have to go through this social media to, you know, buy things. Maybe that's coming next.
All I can say is that we've, the older I get, the more I realize that it's monkey see, monkey do when it comes to governments. Whatever one government can get away with, all the other governments want to be able to do that. Right, so we saw China with the social media credit score app.
Yep.
Right. All the other governments want that. They're just trying to figure out how to implement it to their particular flavor of government. Right. We haven't seen it here in the United States yet, but I guarantee you, it's coming. It's just going to show up in a different way.
You know, what's kind of disturbing is we already have a lot of this social media credit kind of system that China has, and we've had it for a long time, actually. And the thing is, the people who are good, you know, good citizens, they don't see the negative consequences to the extent that the bad citizens see it. And, I mean, you can just look at things like, and I'll give you some examples. What are driver's licenses for? What's the point of the driver's license? You guys know?
So that way we can make sure that people driving are safe drivers.
Nope. It actually goes back to racism. It was an invention of racism because basically former racism, I guess, except it didn't involve racism.
But only white people can have it.
It's because people did not like motor vehicle drivers at the time. Most people were not. It was frowned upon to have a motor
vehicle. I got a horse and buggy. What do we need a motor vehicle for?
And so how was it racist?
Well, anybody who had a vehicle, they were discriminated against. You had to pull over. There's all sorts of things that came attached with that driver's license when they implemented it for motor vehicles. It wasn't for everybody. It was just motor vehicles.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is next.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. It's the Friday night edition. We're a live call-in talk radio program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
We've been talking about the demise of Australia as far as freedom is concerned. I think everybody's well aware that Australia has been disarmed legally. They've put in, you know, a weapons ban, a gun ban specifically. In addition to all of that, they're under COVID lockdown in many places. Quarantine, very, very Orwellian prison-like circumstances. They've deployed military to assist them. So, I mean, it's basically martial law. There's curfews. There's you can only be X amount of distance from your house at any given time, and that kind of thing.
I don't even know if your typical martial law is as restrictive as this is for, in Australia right now.
They've just dressed it up in the name of, you know, your safety.
Yeah.
Right? So all governments want to do this stuff. Like, and by want, that's kind of a weird word to use because governments don't really want anything. But they do. If you look at governments historically, more for them, less for you, more control of you, and, you know, more freedom for them.
Yeah, I mean this ultimately all goes back to the social credit system of China, I think. And, you know, as I was saying before break here, basically, the car, I was trying to use the car as an analogy, or a driver's license, really. And it's all about, the driver's license was all about discrimination. But really what it comes down to is control.
Yes.
And where I was going with that, because I'm sure people are thinking I'm absolutely nuts, because how does that discrimination align with social credit? Well, it has to do with the fact that we have a driver's licenses, and when you don't pay your taxes or if you don't make child support payments, they will take away your driver's license. They will take away your passport. And so we actually already have this sort of a system in place. And yes, most people haven't encountered this system, but this is something that we already have. It just may not be to the same degree as China, but we have it.
Yeah, I don't know about passports. I do know a little bit about driver's license in that it's not a right. You do not have the right.
But it's a privilege.
Well, that's what they claim.
Right. Legally, I'm speaking. Right. Legally, driver's license is a privilege, and so they can do that stuff to you. If you get too many parking tickets and don't pay them, and you go to renew your driver's license in 4 years, 5 years, however long it is until your license expires, when you go to do that, they go, yeah, we're going to need you to go ahead and pay us this fine here because of all these tickets that you have before. You can have the privilege of paying us this other fine to be licensed.
And it's interesting because a big part of China's social credit system is about free movement and the restriction of free movement.
Yeah.
When you get too many points, effectively. And the United States, they do the same thing. If you get too many points, you know, on your either because of driving, because they don't like how you're driving or parking or... Doesn't necessarily have to be a violent type of thing. It can be literally just a parking ticket in some instances. But it could also be other things like not missing a child support payment or maybe your taxes have been delinquent for too long and you're not able to pay.
They use it as leverage against you.
Right. And so
a threat, if you will.
It's literally not something we don't already have. We do. I don't know of all the details, you know, as far as what other things might be included these days, as far as the point system, you know, against taking away your driver's license or whatever, that has nothing to do with actual safety or driving. But I do know that the whole system was implemented 100 years ago, and it had nothing to do with safety in the first place.
Right.
So, and they've just kind of extended that, especially over the last 25 years, they've extended that to include a lot of other things that have nothing to do with safety, even if that was the excuse that they've used for 50 years or so. But what's even more interesting, I think, people don't know, is that up until the late 1960s, you didn't have to take a driver's test in many states.
Yeah.
You didn't have to take a road test in order to get a license, which just goes back to the whole point is it was always about control and discrimination. It had nothing to do with safety.
I don't want to veer too far off the topic, but I am also of the opinion that the VIN number on your vehicle and your license plate are redundant. Like, they both do essentially the same thing. Right now, one, you can't see while you're driving behind it, right? So you can't see the VIN number like you can see a person's license plate, but they're redundant. Like, you could just, any car that's made could have a permanent license plate on it, you know, with the number, right? Sure, the state you register in, it changes. Maybe there's more than two guys with the same plate, but the odds of them being the same make, model, color, you know, in year, all that kind of stuff, probably, you know,
I think the VIN is unique, if I'm not mistaken.
The VIN is unique to the frame or the vehicle itself, whereas the license plate is something that you have to do in your states. But as far as, like, verification and who owns the car and, you know, all of the data behind it, right?
Yeah.
They both collect redundant information.
Well, so is the only thing that the government claims that you have to have a driver's, I mean, I always call it the wrong thing, license plate for, the only thing they claim it's for is, like, identification or?
I'm trying to remember. It's been a while since I looked into the origins of the license plate.
I don't know.
But it's basically irrelevant.
I don't know the truth behind it, but I think that effectively the argument that they've been using for a while is it has to do with stolen cars, right?
It's just a way for them to generate more revenue.
Well,
why do your license plates expire?
Yeah.
There's no reason for your license. If you haven't moved out of state, if you haven't, you know what I mean? There's no reason for you have to pay to get what the little sticker. That's the most expensive sticker any of us buy.
I mean, yeah, and it's
and they force you to do all sorts of other things. Like here in New Hampshire, when you register your vehicle, you have to pass an inspection every year. So you have to take your vehicle into a mechanic somewhere. Now, if the mechanic is unscrupulous, they're going to do things like, oh, hey, by the way, I noticed this. And you also need to get this done. And if you don't, well, your car is going to fail inspection. So now you get strong-armed, as it were, into paying for some repairs that you maybe didn't need before just so that you can get the expensive sticker.
And in the meantime, you're still allowed to drive unsafe vehicles in the state of New Hampshire.
Yeah.
I don't know if this isn't really the government's fault, but last year I went to go get my license renewed, and I just made it. I went to the Valvoline, whatever you call it, place where they fix cars.
The Velveteen oil change?
Velveteen?
Yeah, Velveteen. Oh. They actually don't fix cars there.
Well, whatever. I went there and got an inspection. I made it minutes. I almost didn't make it in time to the inspection place. I went in there, and those freaking Valvoline people put the wrong date on. They put it as if it had happened tomorrow, so the lady was like, I can't do this. Oh. And I was like, I just came from there. You can call them. She's like, doesn't matter. It's the wrong paperwork. So I had to come and do it the next day. Oh, my God. I was so mad. Oh,
that's lame. All right. So getting back to Australia and their ID requirements for social media, like, this is just so, I can't tell you how this makes me feel. It burns a little on the inside. The stupid, it burns.
How are they going to enforce this? And does that mean if a social media platform does not comply with Australian law, are they going to block that social media platform?
I don't know. There's further commentary, including Emily Vandernagel, who says, "Hello, it's me, a social media researcher who has argued time and time again that it is not a good idea to force people to submit ID to use social media," she wrote on Twitter. "It won't solve harassment. It will only further harm already vulnerable groups. Do not do this."
Oh, yeah, it's going to solve harassment. Look, the government needs to do that.
If you're so concerned about harassment, here's a solution for this problem. It's a free market solution. You don't need a government to implement it. Set up a social media platform where everybody has to verify their ID. And if people want to use it, they can use it, and they won't get harassed because you know who the harasser is, and you can ban them. However, if people do not like don't like that platform, they can use a non-ID social media platform.
Well, M. Efferberg, that's Mark, instead of Zucker, he did a thing, I guess it's probably been 8-9 years ago or so, with Facebook, where they put an algorithm out across Facebook in order to attempt, in their words, in order to attempt to identify, we'll say, people who were not using their authentic self on Facebook, their regular name, you know, that kind of thing. And what they did, of course, was they ended up turning off a whole bunch of people's accounts that were legitimate people, whether or not they were using a nickname. They turned off a whole bunch of, I'll call them drag queens, who use different names, right? And they also turned off a bunch of a Sioux Indian, right? Because they have names like, you know, John Red Bull, right? And the algorithm identified that Red Bull as like, oh, that's a fake name, right?
Wow.
You know? And so they turned a bunch of people off. They also turned me off as well.
Captain Kickass?
Yeah,
tell
Captain
us the story
Kickass.
When we get back.
That's crazy.
603-283-6160. Hour number two is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.